adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Okay, we're live.
Okay. Hi again, everybody. We never left. We're all very tired.
Oh, we need to say
so
something.
So tired.
I need to say something before we start. So, we switched servers. So, if any of you guys are listening to this through our...
anybody.
Our website on the Blogspot, and you tried to previously download it on iTunes, it didn't work. It's up and running again on iTunes, so go ahead and go back, but you'll just have to resubscribe to get the new server.
Yeah, so
unfortunately though, we are playing from Pluto, so they will not get this message.
That's true.
For 2 months.
Yeah, if everything's correct, this should be the March 8th. This will come out.
Month and a half.
Yes. So
that, many days.
For the podcast, that is 10. 10 days till March 8th, right?
Yeah.
Close.
We are gonna pathfind some adventures.
Yes.
Find pathing.
Phil's not here.
Phil's not here.
He is kind of here, though.
A little bit. We discussed that Wilhelm was going to roleplay his character that he just had given up. And he's just gonna jump off a cliff. There's a cliff coming. The hangar.
He's gonna hang there.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert,
cliffhanger.
Phil's character sheet.
Got
that.
He took it home.
God damn it.
No, see, he's smart.
I forgot.
He rolled a 20 on the sleight of hand before he left last time.
Son of him.
Walked right out of here.
He took that and he took our other campaign character with him.
He winked at him.
That's
where
you can put him on speaker.
Dun.
Is that a weather alert?
Oh.
No.
No.
QAD.
No.
They have their theme music on there.
This episode brought to you by WQAD.
Send us money.
Local Channel 8.
Terry Swells on the weather. Now people can figure out where we're at.
All right.
So
weather on the 8th.
What happened last time?
Guys,
I know what happened.
What do you think happened?
Sure, give me
Desna that. Came to me.
Did she?
Last time we fought, no one believed me that this reindeer was evil.
That's right. It's like, shut up, we're gonna be cute.
And then two fae jumped out of a little bush, and we fought them and killed them.
Exploded one.
We've all been to see that night.
And
nice.
I took some of their tiny arrows and tiny bows.
You were like, that's so fae.
It's okay.
So,
alright, you guys killed a reindeer, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
It was a stag, a white stag. And you discovered there was a...
You can be black, it's fine.
You can discover that there was a tiny fae gripping onto the stag.
Zerus didn't see it.
That's right.
So in Zerus's mind, he thinks you guys made some evil demon come out of it.
It's true. Well,
I'm
you
want
to hang gun?
Yeah.
Now he's wondering why you guys aren't cutting it up and using every single bit of that animal.
But eat it, demon possessed.
Skin it.
No, that's demon.
Didn't you skin something already?
I skinned a dragon because we killed it in the first one.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
a weird dragon.
Yeah.
They believe it's a dragon. Well,
yeah, it's a dragon or something.
Primus doesn't know that. Dustin told you last time.
I think it's
a tiger dragon.
So now I can become
a
dragon.
I'll tell you that. I would have been like, Zerash recognizes this.
Yeah, I figured that. But Zerash is a little.
Still looks like. Holy shit, we teleported.
He just thinks everything's a lindworm.
Yeah.
Did you see that lindworm come off that other lindworm?
That was pretty funny.
A little lindworm flying shooting over there.
Yeah, and you guys were still on the quest to discover what was going on with this abnormally cold season. And you were going to try to rescue the lady Argentina, Italian sounding name.
Sounds like Argentina.
Malacine.
Argentina.
Magenta. Actually, I like magenta. I'm changing. I know that's bad storytelling, but I'm changing.
Can't retcon. We have a whole session.
I've retconned her entire.
She's
going to
marry someone from Kandira.
Yeah, they're supposed to marry.
Oh,
Kandira.
They broke it off.
They were going to try to get Kandira and Talon.
What is up with that? I think that's related.
Huh.
Huh?
And we're by Chillax, right?
The marriage was suddenly called off.
Yeah, and she was like on her way home, and then she went missing.
Their love chillaxed. It's pathetic. I don't want that thing. I want Wilhelm to finally get it. Because I don't like those kinds of jokes. Hurts me. Right here.
They're not funny enough for you, huh?
Jesus Christ. He goes, it doesn't take long.
He can go home. I win!
That's all I wanted.
Well, I already lost. So alright, so...
I do what I will him.
Oh, so...
Holy fuck. He's like got a notepad. He's been working on these for the last few weeks.
Just be careful. That's got
them all chambered.
Got some new material. Break out.
I'm going to blunderbuss for this shit.
That doesn't work enough. Getting more powerful by
the second. Oh, sure. You guys do hear a low growl. That just...
You guys feel that?
How do Tarascu's mate?
I don't think they do.
They just appear? Or like they just always been?
Like well, it's like one. Yeah.
There's only one?
Technically, because it, I mean, not to get way off topic, but the, like, a demon that's imprisoned in Cyclarion spawned him. It's a spawn of Robagug, which is a deity, like a super evil deity.
Oh.
And by that, I mean chaotic evil.
I don't know what you're talking about. All the ones I know about are from Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Pathfinder one. I don't know any fucking nerds in your D&D.
What about Desna? Does Desna have anything to do with it?
No.
She has a giant flower.
And a butterfly.
Oh, yeah, I looked that up.
She feels like Lazarus.
I wanted to go see the butterfly. I forgot about that. Tramp stamp.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Tramp stamp beauty.
True.
It's going to happen.
It's hot.
So, I think when we left off, you had failed a fortitude save.
Oh, yeah, I took non-lethal
damage. Yeah, non-lethal damage. Okay.
Oh, does it? Do you have pencils? Or?
Yeah.
I thought I gave you one.
There's one right here, unless this is... Okay. Wait, do you have a cooler one? Let me change.
He's got mechanicals.
No, I meant yours.
I know. I don't
know what you have. Alright, so, yeah, you guys you'd kill the stag.
I didn't kill it. Well, I killed the thing that came out of it and blew up. It's like, please don't hurt me, and I said,
I killed the thing.
Fuck you! And I hurt him so much, it blew up.
He blew the fuck up.
He's like, I'll give you any information.
So,
continue.
What was that? Can you repeat it?
I'm just going to assume you guys continue on the trail. Don't really, unless
I want to go back to town.
You
I want to recruit that kid again. I changed my mind.
Botch?
Yeah.
I'm Botches, and I'm number one.
I'm going to be like that.
Botches.
I'm going to be like that kooky guy. Botches. In Africa, I'm going to start like a children's army.
Okay. Okay, so if you guys want to arrange your minis here, just put them however you were walking.
I wonder if some bronzy was up front.
Oh, probably. Can you read? Because that's a sign. So just want to make sure. You barbarians.
My intelligence is actually 13. I like to think of myself as a Republican type of guy.
Is this you? Is this Lance?
Yes. Like how... Like...
Hark, there's a sign up ahead.
Yeah, as you guys are walking...
My guy would be intelligent, but he would be heavily influenced by Northern...
What language is it?
Stuff. Yeah.
They don't even like women.
Right.
Good thing Phil's not here.
Bears all the way.
Okay,
Bear back.
I'm just gonna use this old guy.
Fair enough, phone.
Hello.
No. It's a placeholder for something else. As you guys approach, you're walking along the path, you notice something very strange. You see a sign up ahead. You're not close enough to really read it. You might be able to make out a little bit from there.
I take out my binoculars.
You have binoculars?
Got the torch.
A torch.
He looks through the torch.
I almost bought a binoculars, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, I mean, technically, 30 feet away.
I almost bought a binoculars. Just the way he said
so,
it. I got a binocular right here.
But the sign isn't what's strange.
The monocular?
Right here. A monocular?
Yeah, there's just one.
I think that's a periscope.
I think that's a telescope.
No, monocular.
When you guys ever get to civilization, you can ask the next,
Let's just spend this entire episode discussing this.
And what if there were three of them? Would that be a trinocular?
Trinocular.
And four? There'd be a quad.
Four would just be glasses.
Four eyes, yeah, I get it.
Alright.
Anyway,
right in, AdventuresOfPathfinding.com.
So...
Or find us on Facebook.
Actually, everyone give me a perception check. We'll see if you guys can read that sign right there. See you guys at 20/20 or not. I mean, it is really heavy snow.
Who was it in me?
20.
14.
I see nothing.
14.
20. William sees nothing.
13.
That's what I rolled for.
Are you playing Ezel? Phil?
Yeah.
Ezel?
Okay. Ezel.
You don't know stats, though.
No.
Did you text him? Or something?
I did.
Well, it's no big deal. He didn't make it anyway, because the weather, the snow is coming down so strong that it's actually pretty hard to, you guys are all at a minus in the, you know, game terms for perception checks, but David is able to make out what the sign says. It says, turn back, death ahead.
It says, keep going, guys.
But that's not that's actually not what interests you the most. What interests you the most is that 10 feet behind the sign is a snowman. Just sitting there. He's got twig arms, little top hat, little pieces of coal coming down the side,
uh-huh.
A scarf on.
Okay, I take...
And it's just sitting there.
I take one of my arrows, I wrap cloth around it, and light it on fire and shoot it at the snowman.
Do you have a way to make fire?
I have a torch.
Is it lit? I don't think it's lit. We've ever discussed. Unless you've been walking around with a torch the entire time.
Yeah.
You
were walking around with an unlit
one. I swear
one.
I bought a flint.
Did
a flint steel.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hey, will you light this for me, buddy?
I bought the Avenger.
It's not on here, but I do have it somewhere, yes.
Okay,
what are you thinking of doing?
That's well, not, I have bad feelings about that snowman.
Should we?
Yeah.
I'm gonna light it up. Shoot fire.
I mean, I guess it is just a snowman.
Are you going to use one of those new little arrows? Is that what you're shooting with?
No.
Here, like on fire!
Oh, crap, I forgot to grab my dice.
Do you need another one?
No, my set. The other ones. Yeah, thank you. These are the ones I can read.
The ones I can use. Thanks, dear.
Oh, no, I really like those. I just, I use those for combat.
I just can't.
That way I can just make it up. That's what you're supposed to do, right? I don't actually look at those things. Okay, so yeah, you guys have a snowman ahead of you. Snow's just pouring down. If it weren't snow, this would be like a 40 days, 40 nights sort of flood happening. You wanted to do what now?
I'm going to take a piece of cloth, wrap it around like the tip of the arrow,
mm-hmm.
And then you have the flint.
Why do I think Willem?
Willem's going to use his flint and light it on fire, and I'm going to shoot it at the snowman.
Okay. Jiro, any plans? Just sort of watching this happen? Suresh?
I want to do a perception check to all those bushes and stuff around us.
Okay. Yeah, these are like some bushes. As you can tell, my artistic skills are terrible. Also, I have limited time. But yeah, these are trees right here.
That's probably all I was thinking.
Azel laughs at Willem's fact that he doesn't have, like, aren't you a mage? You don't have fire. You have to use a flint and steel.
He's just like, God, why did... I'm glad I didn't
She's
come.
Like,
Juras goes, can't you two see you're in love with each other?
Speak out already.
Do you want me just to dig a hole in the ground for you two to run in, or what?
Like I said, you guys would be like all three. You would just guess. I'm just kidding, don't do that. I mean,
that's such an experience.
Keep it out of the game. Unless you have a romance.
We go over and like
so go ahead and...
Oh, yeah.
Give me an attack roll for your...
Willow.
Oh, Willow. That's all shit.
You
like this. That's Jurassic.
Yeah.
Horrible, angry look.
That's a key miss. You completely miss the snowman. I won't make you roll out of blocks.
She was back to checking her
shit. But there's really not much to get at. You slip and fall, and you go, whoa!
You
make some dumb sound. But, alright, yeah, just take away an arrow.
Well, then I'll be
sure you're being... good player doing.
Yeah, I'll be like, Willem, just shoot a fucking fireball at that thing or something. Well,
I don't,
my character wouldn't say it like that. But.
I don't have that kind of spells.
What do you have?
Well, I got this spell that shocks people when you touch them. We use it all the time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, Phrasma, just throw one of these alchemist fires at it.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, I forgot to have an alchemist fire. I'll throw my alchemist fire at the snowman.
Actually, you want to give it to somebody else you probably won't watch, or...
You don't have any alchemist fire. You give one.
That's true.
No, because somebody finally gave me one.
Oh.
I can do this. I can do this. So I cast Mage Hand.
There's a range on that, right? I don't know, 25 feet per two levels.
Do I need a little closer?
Yeah, you can walk a little closer.
I walk a little closer to go do that.
How close?
25 feet, exactly. So I can smack it with my mage hand.
So like here, in other words?
He's gonna die!
I'm scared.
If you have mage hand, you just go up and steal his hat and take it. Put on David's head. He looks
well, first of all, I smack the head with it.
You're smacking the snowman's head?
Yeah, with my mage hand.
Okay.
With a bottle in it?
As soon as your mage hand comes out, before it actually hits the snowman, you No.
Save your staff.
That was fun, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah.
I ever come down and eat you all.
Everybody dies.
But
I don't like David.
This like huge loud explosion of sound just comes out of it, centered around the snowman, and it's just like this high pitched like. If you guys grab your ears, but you guys don't feel any pain or anything, but you're just kind of like a reaction.
Shit.
Like, yeah, and it like knocks this sign over, and yeah, the snowman's like obliterated. It's like, psh, and it's like snow.
That snowman just screamed.
And,
I did that.
Yeah, and as you guys are like, holy fuck, and you're coming up, you go ahead and give me another perception check.
Eight.
17.
Well.
Okay.
11.
That's one more than my perception check.
14 for whatever you're going to say.
No, you did.
Has.
You did. You did. Man.
So I watched Jack Frost,
this is how it ends.
Michael Keaton movie.
Oh, that one? Damn, that's
yeah.
What I'm talking about. What is it? Frost? What's the horror movie?
It's the same
name.
He's in that?
No, he's not
Michael
in the horror one.
Was in the one where you like,
can't
snow in that.
Oh, okay.
And there's a line in it where he's like, there's a bully that's been giving him a hard time the whole movie. And then at the end, they're like, he needs help getting his dad to some mountain so he won't melt. And the bully says to him, he was asking the bully, like, oh, will you help me? And he goes, you know what? I have no dad. But, what's he say? Damn, I'm fucking it up. He says, you know what? Snow dad is better than no dad.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the kind of
lung-bursting fucking pun that Tyler would die
to. Well, I was watching there's a podcast called, like, How Did This Get Made?
I listened to that same one.
Yeah, and they made fun of that movie, so...
Yeah, I need to watch it.
I watched it.
I need to watch it, too.
You can stream it online.
It's funny because they got mixed. Some of the people that knew that they were doing that movie watched the other one.
I know, that was funny. Yeah, somebody's like, I watched this for all.
Willem 14, right?
I got a 17.
Willem 14.
You roll 17?
Yeah,
I have a plus 9.
I will. That's for Zell.
What was you were like? Okay.
I'm gonna buff 10s.
Willem and David.
Who?
Immediately.
Who's his name?
David Lish. Immediately. Heimlich.
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 I quit this part. And if we had like some sort of like, earbuff system or whatever, or I could just make you guys all group up in the bathroom, that'd be funny.
You
want to
see
earmuff? No, because you'll still hear me. Did I try to talk louder? But you're fine. You don't have to.
Oh.
Yeah, you made it safe. But I trust you guys as metagaming, as in it won't happen. Yeah,
tear.
He
took his glasses.
Yeah,
off.
for the one guy who took his glasses. I think you deserved it. But that was good. We should have a good hand.
Oh,
we should have bad joke hand. You can't hear me. We should have bad joke hand and good
joke
hand.
This is what we're all hearing.
I get how much experience?
Yeah. If you guys all died, you
22.
You 22. Hear Willem and Heimlich hear like ice like cracking.
Give an extra one of those.
And
what are you looking for? Character sheet?
Yeah.
And suddenly, just like shooting
down.
Up out of this
yeah.
stream ahead of you, you see like these two figures just
either
like gonna
right
like
now,
pop
right
up on either
yeah.
side here, and they're like,
yeah,
like they've got like they're like really really strange looking. They just look like giant chunks of ice, and they just like fly up out of the stream, and they're like, you just see them going like this, and they're like just sort of looking around, and they start moving over here, so. I'll give you and Willem, like, basically,
monster
like,
lore.
Surprise. Are you new to monster lore? Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, you guys get an action before they come into range, because I'll be honest and tell you they won't.
I got So I have a 15 to
identify.
Because
I'm just assuming you don't want to attack him right away, but I don't know what you guys want
to
do.
I get a 15 to identify any weaknesses.
Okay.
Once I tell you what they are.
You have to roll, like, if you get 5 or above, but it tells you, you'll be able to identify their weaknesses and what they are, but you have to beat their, like, monster, their CR rating by, like, 10
yeah,
to even do anything.
That works. So. It just says weaknesses, doesn't say identify the creature.
To do a knowledge check, you have to roll 10 plus whatever their, challenge rating is.
Yeah,
the
CR.
But
so.
For monster lore,
inquisition. Yeah, you need to inquisit this shit.
Well, I'm gonna run back.
You're gonna double back?
No, I'm gonna go get the group instead of being in front of it.
What do you see, Handyman?
Yeah, so basically, when you do now it's still
ice monsters.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
Well, you
need to
hear
that. So, intelligence and wisdom, right?
So, yeah. So
yeah.
What did you roll?
15
altogether.
Okay.
Ice beams. Yeah, I'm not sure if they're monsters yet. Ice beams. Maybe they're good ice beams.
You can tell that they are ice elementals.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I have to tell you what they're weak to, I mean, funny and annoyed. All at the same
time. I want you to tell me. I don't want to guess.
If you make them clear, they won't be able to move.
They're weak to little baby fey arrows.
You've got a whole bunch of those.
I'm guessing fire?
Yes, fire is up there. That is up and that is... I'll say top 5. but yeah. You move back?
Yeah.
Okay. And David identified...
So Willem came back and he said he sees ice people up there. Your ass automatically pulled out of them.
Yeah. And I'll yell, they hate fire! This ice hates fire!
Bravo!
Everybody rolls their eyes. Thanks.
Alright, go ahead and give me. They come in and you guys hear this, like, weird, like.
As Zell says, Desna must be proud.
Desna loves
now.
Yes, she does, buddy.
Thank you, Azel.
Right there.
You guys hear this, like, weird, like talking, like, derp, 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 and then, like, all of a sudden, they're, like, they start, like, they're very clearly, they seem,
Was it a language, or are they just making noises?
It was a language.
Can I do comprehend language?
Sure. Well, no, because you can't now, because that was
okay.
Weird.
That's true.
Okay. So, yeah, everyone give me initiative, please.
Is the snowman gone?
The snowman is evaporated. His clothes are still there. No, his clothes are gone. I should have had the coal have a chance to hit you guys, but...
Jesus Christ, I am sucking on all of this stuff.
No.
Hey, the one roll I don't want to roll high, I get 19 on the dice.
So 17. So, Bill's got a plus 3 on him.
Is
he sending you pictures of his character sheet?
No, he sent me his text initiative, though. 9 for Zell.
So, a 9 for Zell.
Should get it.
Jiro, you said a 20?
Yep.
Then
I'll get a different.
Heimlich?
15.
Zerash, you said you weren't happy?
10.
That's not bad.
It's not too bad, Bronzy.
Yeah.
10 seems to be my magic number.
Man, this is Zell's dice.
You should be true neutral.
It's not lucky.
Okay.
Every time we play in this campaign, I get Immigrant Song by What's Up Inside My Head.
17 for Willem.
Alright, before we start, what's this? Is this a river?
Yeah, this is an iced over stream.
Okay.
Some snow.
So it's like, is it, well, we're not that close, but they, like, rose out from underneath of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I you heard the ice cracking.
What happened to that alchemist fire vial that Willem used?
I never threw it.
I thought that
he never threw it.
I gave it to you.
He
used Mage's Hand.
I
gave it to him because you were talking to him, and then I went up there and smacked it.
I thought you had it in your hand. Okay. Your Mage's Hand. Okay.
Well, he wishes you did.
All
right. Jiro.
That's where we want
to
go.
Let's give that to him. Jiro, it was all you. Make us oh so proud. Don't make me proud. I'm neutral.
What class are you in?
Oracle.
Zero.
Don't affect me at all.
Let's see what Oracle looks like when they actually play.
Well, what he took earlier isn't all that great for
I just
turns
out.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that just followed.
That sucks.
Well, it's, yeah, you gotta I have to reread this stuff so much that the spines suck.
Yeah. What our GM did for a Reign of Winter, or not Reign of Winter, but Rage of Wrath of the Righteous, he just whole bunched them, pulled it all apart, and put them in a binder.
So
they don't have like a hardbound version of the whole image?
All the one they've done that for is Rise of the Rune Lord.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's the very first one.
Mm. Use my light crossbow, take a shot at that one.
Okay.
So I rolled a 0 to hit.
You shoot snow.
Yeah, you miss worse than you think you've ever missed before.
You're
not even sure if you.
You're holding a tree.
Yeah, you're not even sure what you shot. It's like, was that an arrow?
Still more effective than the holy gun.
That's why I should be on speakerphone. I should be able to retaliate. Alright.
You know the range of acid splash? You know the range of acid splash? You know those things?
30 feet at least.
You have that phone app.
I know, but he knows all this stuff.
Heimlich. Or no, sorry, Willem.
Wilhelm.
Besides hating your parents, what would you like to do?
I take the round to be mad at my parents.
You know,
I don't
I'll
hate
I'll
them.
Make that a free action.
I don't hate them.
Okay, alright.
I just
want
to be...
What's your definition of hate?
What?
Let's roleplay this out. I'll be dead.
He's going to spend this time
yeah,
delivering
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Really
yeah.
Just like...
Yeah.
25 feet.
Okay.
I think that would make this podcast amazing. Because every time you guys had a serious thought bubble, we'd like...
Up 5 feet.
Like, combat's going on around me, but what...
He just remembers as being like a little kid and his mom holding him
yeah.
and she's like messing around with ice crystals and they're kind of jumping up and like, it was a sweet, somewhat sweet memory. And then he touched
like,
it and he's like, ah!
Throw you off a cliff when you fail to cast fireball.
No.
That's too bad.
I'm actually good. I just don't like it.
Okay. Okay, so you dislike
me.
Like
his phone,
though. Yeah.
I'm good.
I dislike I don't like magic that.
Did you ever get, like, a DNA test done? Just saying.
Well, I mean, mom was a human and dad was an elf. I'm guessing that these...
I don't know why. I was so expecting you to say mom was a whore. Anyway, sorry.
Magic university professor.
I'm more interested in your characters than you guys are.
That's funny. We could probably
change
that.
Well, shoot. I don't have a lot to do.
You know what else?
I truly don't.
You do.
The only one I can think of is mom saying bass, daddy saying dinner.
No, maybe it wasn't.
Light.
What about gypsies, thieves?
Gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a sheriff's song.
I hate that fucking song. Got it.
Can I try dazing these?
Mumble
would that not work?
Mumble signs. Wait.
I don't know. Well, would I know that?
You want to like delay your turn?
Can I
daze?
He's like.
I'm really good. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Days? Do you have your range on that and everything?
It says, this spell clouds minds of humanoid creature. I don't know if it counts as a humanoid creature.
They are humanoid, but I don't think...
Cast spontaneous...
I'll try it. I'll try it and fail.
No, sorry. They're technically not humanoid.
I do it anyway.
They appear to you guys humanoid.
I do it anyway. I try to daze them.
Wait a roleplay. Because you wouldn't know that. Even though they probably should train you that.
It's true. I should let you do it just because you did
it. Usually, wizards have elementals as pets and stuff helping them out. But...
Yeah, why don't you have... Where's your elemental, loser?
He took a bound object to where it is.
Now,
what is your object, by the way?
My staff.
Okay.
Plug it returns to your
own.
Also,
there's something.
We lose a staff. You can't cast
something weird.
No, you can change it.
You have to buy all
cast it on the elemental.
My
Prince Albert. Yeah, I'll just allow it for now, and then.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because it doesn't say on my stats, and I don't like to look stuff up. I'll do it. I always write down. Usually, what I do is, and for the two guys listening, besides Ryan, my book,
I pull a can.
I write down what I usually. What I do is, I usually just allow it, and then I check it out later. Because I like cool stuff to happen.
Okay, so I'm gonna cast Daze on the one here.
Okay.
It's a DC 13 will negates.
I think you're kind of far away, aren't you?
What's your... Yeah, I was asking what your range was, sorry.
Oh, shit.
25.
Oh, 25. I'm too far away.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell I want to do then. I really don't have anything I can do.
Tell them you can give them a free scholarship to that college.
I was just like... I was trying to work a dazed and confused joke in there.
Yeah.
You're confused about dazed? It's like something dumb.
I'm gonna just delay then. I'm delaying.
Okay, you're gonna delay. What was your, like, until anything specific? Until they get closer?
Until they get
closer. Within range of, like, days?
After their first movement, or after their movement.
Okay. Alright. we go down to. Now it's Heimlich.
I turn to Zurish. Is that your name?
Zurash.
I say Zurash.
Yeah, it's a. By the way, do not fuck up their name. Where he's from.
I'm from the same place. That's why we have the sh in our name. It's a comment up there.
Are you going to do a bluff check, or...
What?
Get him to believe you?
We are from the same place. It's not a bluff.
I just don't feel like Zurash thinks you... You're like, you're warm-blooded. Get the fuck out of here. I don't know. You know, I'm not real quick. I just feel like...
Yeah.
I just feel like you're just... fuck.
Yeah. I say,
go inquisit something else, asshole.
I say, Zurash, may Desna guide you in our holy battle against these evil foes. And I cast guidance.
He puts on his his headphones.
On Zurash.
Right. So what? So you're putting guidance on me, and you already told me that they're weak to fire, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And I say, may Desna guide your alchemist fire justly. And I still get a movement, don't I?
I wish you guys, if someone was dumb enough for, they'd have to roll to see if they would realize that these guys are weak to fire. That'd be awesome.
It'll move late.
I can cast air. What does that do?
I cast ice on them, and then they'll get so powerful they'll blow up, right?
Yeah, I'll move there.
If I put more ice on them, it's too heavy.
Yeah,
it's too
much
over.
Ice. Too much ice.
Your logic sound, I guess. Oh.
Whoa.
Good catch. Table.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want anything.
All right, so you did move forward?
Yeah, I cast guidance move forward.
Anything that happened, that's for sure.
All right, Zurash.
I think it's clear.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry. You're soon.
Oh. Look at that. Well, let me check.
There's a lot of Tootsie Rolls in here. It tastes like Tootsie Rolls.
Stay on box of box of mystery.
Some of that for Christmas, some of that work brought in a treat thing, and they made it look exactly like a cat box. It was like Tootsie Rolls and stuff. Nobody ate it.
I would know.
It was like, it looked too convincing. Like, people would like start picking it up. Like, too real.
That's
you did do a good job.
Yeah.
Who turned it now?
It is the Elementals.
Oh, that band.
Elementary.
Is that a band? That should be a band name.
Sure, it is. Somewhere.
Are you looking up if it's a band?
Yes.
It's in a core world.
It's the Pathfinder guy.
I think the Gnome Chaskis are in there, right?
Yeah. They've become canon.
Yeah, their next act is to be announced.
The Adventure Time had that on, was on again that I got my character name for. It.
There was somebody named Zurash?
There's no from your campaign.
You guys noticed that they sort of just like, they look at each other. They're like, you see like some weird movements going on with their body. Just, you know, I mean, obviously they're just, you know, elementals.
Ask if they're okay.
They're shifting.
They're out.
They ignore you and they suddenly they like.
This is like Voltron. They're going to
slide backwards. They're not very far. They're still you still see them, but they stop.
Boogie.
And
it's a trap.
So there's all this river. Was there not river? It looks like the path continued. Did I miss this? The is the bridge out? Is that what the deal was?
No, it's frozen over.
Oh, it's frozen over. It's
The river usually goes over the road like this, or what do you?
Oh no, sorry. There used to be a bridge there, but it's it's kind of. I can't tell you because it would reveal stuff, but
okay.
You wouldn't know it, so I'll stop there.
But
there
was a bridge.
You can tell that there, obviously, this is a path, and that something has gone awry.
What did the sign say?
Something's
kind of death waits ahead of you.
Turn back.
Oh. Another share song.
Alright.
Sir Ash, what would you like to do now?
Thinking.
God, I wish I'd gotten some of those spells.
Thinking about getting angry? You thinking about hitting something?
No, I don't
think
about getting angry.
Both.
I think, a complaint? Some kind of... How far can I throw an alchemist fire?
I think
it's your... You roll for it, pretty much. I don't know.
I know there's a penalty.
I think it's like 30 feet, isn't it?
And then there's a penalty.
Yeah, well. And then the not your distance won't be affected, but your aim will be affected by the.
Oh, I should have bought Alchemist Fire.
I got plus one. Everybody has Alchemist Fire.
Do we? Oh, three files. I forgot about.
Yeah, yeah. You guys got a shitload because of the weird paranoid Alchemist lady in the town.
I don't get to move very far.
Sign of taxi.
You have to turn.
So would it be possible for me to throw an Alchemist Fire like? At them.
Yeah, you can
try, but this is 30 right here.
Oh,
is that the holy came out of them?
I mean, you just have to roll crazy high.
It's a, yeah, isn't it an AoE though?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys want to melt the.
I'm kind of thinking that too. I think I'm just going to longbow it.
Does the guidance like stay for a while, or is it just one round?
It should be your.
Just one round.
I think it goes up with your level. But anyway, I used it for a while, and I realized I didn't want to guide you guys anymore in Tabit, so I was like, okay.
Guidance is a level 0 spell, isn't
it? Yeah. Cast it all day long.
I highly doubt that.
Cast guidance on the arrow as it shoots it.
B12 with all the bonuses.
It's a miss.
Alchemist Fire missed?
No, I didn't arrow.
You guys probably mad at him.
Don't waste that, God! We'll have to go back to town.
All right, back to the top with Gyro. Azel. I forget
what
her name is. What are you going to do? Shoot stuff.
She's, yeah.
Well, and you delayed your turn. You're still like...
He delayed it to until they have to move closer, but they didn't. So,
I'll move up
with
everybody, and that's what I'll do.
Okay.
To both of you guys?
Yeah.
I should just
She's
going to
pop a
fun.
Shot. Azel...
Until the ice hill rolls this over, I'm back here, guys. Sorry.
Williams like this
one. Don't put him in front of me. Put him far away from me.
In case you don't want to do like a cool trick shot through their legs or anything?
I just don't want a gun to blow up on me.
Alright, so. I don't know what I need.
I got just don't roll a one.
Do you guys have characters made up already? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I got Heimlich's son.
I feel like you probably have a couple on there.
17 dex.
You can just spring one in. If you end up dying from...
God damn it! Seriously?
Oh my god!
This is my... Yeah.
I thought in my head this will be funny if this is a one.
Oh, we were talking about Phil botched last time, and with
I'm
guns.
Gonna get a beer.
Yeah, give
me beer time.
I need one.
Can you get me one too?
Yes.
Bring me the dragons.
No, you don't get anything.
Bring
guys,
me the dragons.
We're gonna record us making up new characters.
So the rest of this adventure, since everyone's really close together with this giant explosion going off, will be making our new characters.
Oh, boy. And now Tyler feels my lung.
I'm going to have to sit in
here. Yeah, I got to look that up. I'm not...
I'm looking it up.
Okay, thank you.
I'll look it up to you.
You guys want to type in the search engine, what happens when guns explode?
Oh boy.
Big thing is, if he's using his musket, he's way out of range, too.
So, I mean, if he was, I don't know, if he was never going to hit anyway, I mean, he would probably have known that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what range it was. So
right,
where,
right.
Range
so, I'm thinking that maybe...
Where does the explosion and all that stuff at? Where's that at? It's not on the character thing.
It's under the guns.
Oh. He's using the blunderbuss.
That's always... Every time I hear that word, I think of pilgrims. I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but I just... That's not right. It's always what comes to my head. Like, that's not right.
You figure out what happens?
We're looking at right now. If he's probably not within range... So, most likely, I'm just not gonna... He's gonna know... His character would know that he wasn't gonna hit anyway, so he probably wouldn't have fired. So, just to be fair. Because, like I said, he didn't know his... And I don't know his range on spawn bus either, because he didn't know. Phil didn't know. So
it didn't blow up?
No, we're checking it out right now.
Yeah.
If he can shoot and he was within range, then yes, it's gonna blow up. But if they're out of range and he would have known that, then no, he doesn't shoot.
I think...
I think you're hoping.
I don't want to die, but this is just too good of an opportunity.
He uses the blunderbuss, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It fires a 15-foot cone.
Yeah, they're definitely way out of range of it. He was probably out of range the first time he used it, but, you know, that's not
like
a hero there.
I think he was close at last time he used it.
No, he was, the first couple times he shot, he was within 15
feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, he jokes around. He's like, ha-ha, wouldn't it be funny if I do this? And he doesn't fire. Would you like to do something else with him?
Repair? I don't. What do you want to have?
Have a repair.
I legitimately rolled a botch.
Well,
is for you. This is like your moment to shine as DM and fuck things up.
I want you guys to die. No, no. I feel like his character being a gunsmith and having this weapon would have known that he would never have hit them in the first place.
Okay, I agree.
Plus, I don't really want to spend the rest of the podcast. As would be, I don't want to spend the rest of the podcast making up new characters. If you guys would even die, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think this is my character.
All I'm saying.
I just feel like having a character where two ones mean you die. It just sounds a little ridiculous to me. As just attacking.
Well, you don't die, but you just take a lot of damage, right?
Yeah, I just feel like it'd be catastrophic. A heavy blunderbuss. Gather around like a grenade.
Well, I mean,
I guess I could have had him just dive on with his chest before it blows. No, it's just basically if you just want to move him, just pretend like it never happened, talking. I don't know. It's up to you. Because you're playing.
Did you find that rule yet?
No.
I just.
When I looked up Masterwork Tools and Guns, they don't have anything about.
I mean, I feel like you ought to do something horrible. Not horrible, but.
Sounds like a Rule Zero rule to me.
Yeah.
I definitely know. There is something wrong. There is something. Guns do explode.
Yeah.
15 feet is the range on that shit?
It's a cone. Yeah. So it's got some advantages. Like, if he was an ice elemental with a gun, this would be perfect time to use it. You guys would be all gathered around. But, next time on Rules Finder.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up, too.
Back to the rules.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's keep,
Okay.
But, yeah, next time you guys have a chance to rest, he can then repair it.
Okay.
I'll allow you to do that then.
So there's you're not going to give any repercussions.
Well, here on a one, the firearm is broken. Maybe with a firearm, your firearm might misfire. Immediately roll a 1d20. On a one, the firearm is broken and the powder explodes out the breech, dealing the weapon's damage to you. On a 2-7, on a 2-7, the firearm is broken. So you're supposed to roll after you roll a one.
Oh, okay, we didn't do that last time.
Yeah. On an 8-18, the firearm misfires and is fouled. And on a 19-20, it simply misfires. A fouled firearm requires 2 full rounds to clear before it can reload.
Okay.
Yeah, so we haven't really...
What was that under?
I just Google searched Pathfinder Blunderbuss Explosion.
Okay.
Somebody wrote a whole...
It's happened to somebody before.
Yeah. So, technically, it doesn't hit anybody else.
Let's do this. Brings her weapon up to just, like, sight it, not nearly fire. And, like, the hammer falls slightly back off. She can't fire it next
time. Okay. So, yeah, okay. Well, then we'll just do it as, like, they essentially botched.
Yeah, it sounds like
without
we haven't
murder.
Been
doing
it
right. Non-murderous botch.
Yeah, without the murder.
I found it in the...
It says a blunderbuss damage suffers a -2 penalty per range increment beyond the first.
So you still could shoot it.
Yeah, you could shoot it. There's a chance of
negative.
For what, every 15 feet?
Every 5 feet, I would guess.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what I took it.
Range
Well, then, if it's that far out of range, then it would have been fired. But, yeah, I'll just say that's what happened. So what happened, she's, like, sighting it, and then, like, the hammer, like, falls back down because it was kind of damaged before.
Well, see, I think David's rules might be a little different, because here's what they are in the official book.
Oh, yeah, this is just some webpage. They might have modified it.
And she loses around fiddling with the hammer to make sure it works right. Let's do that. We got it.
A legless Vietnam vet.
So I hope somebody's planning on playing a gun.
And then there's a little bit of laugh. I laugh a little bit.
It's a
like a stifled chuckle.
Learning finder.
So that's what happened.
So what does it say in the official ones? In the official rules?
I didn't think we cared.
No, I care. Because, I mean, if you're going to keep doing it in the future.
It's natural to have your attack roll with a firearm equal to or less than a firearm's misfire by the shot misses, even if you have otherwise hit the target. When a firearm misfires, it gains a broken condition. While it has a broken condition, it suffers a normal disadvantage that a broken weapon.
What is that fucking thing? Just get out of here! Jesus!
And misfire value increases by 4 unless the wielder has a gun training in that particular type of firearm. In that case, the misfire value increases by 2 instead of 4.
Tell Philip pull guns are stupid. This whole gun thing is annoying. Like, there's way too many stipulations on everything.
I don't mind it. I just
because you're not looking up the rules, everybody else.
I also didn't expect to have to look them up because I didn't expect them to botch on the. Right after botching.
I mean, just statistically speaking, it seems like the positives don't outweigh the negatives.
Hey, it's already good. We're done. We got it figured out. She loses a turn.
And don't shoot.
Laughs.
Don't shoot anymore.
Jiro?
Well, wait.
She knows.
Don't shoot when you're near us.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
It is your turn, Jiro.
And get a different weapon just in case it's broken. You can have someone else
I'm
to fight.
I'm going to add guns to my list
of no-nos. Just
kidding.
She's embarrassed and a little sad about that.
I comfort her.
You laugh at her.
I will laugh.
What? I'm sorry?
Will
laugh. You hear her laugh and you're not quite sure, but it may have tickled.
Yeah, you made this character for combat. I'm just trying to help you guys out.
I think you're doing a great job. Alright, Willem...
He's still delayed, so you have like 2 turns.
Nah, I let him.
Oh, that's right.
Because like, he'd be standing there the entire time.
Technically,
I moved when they did.
Technically, his turn is going to be where he moved now.
And he moved before yours.
He's like last.
Oh, last. Okay.
Yeah, he moved with his L.
Alright, so Heimlich is your turn now.
Alright. To my longbow, that's 60 feet, right, to hit?
Yep.
Longbow,
100 feet?
Yeah.
He's doing the sound effects
this.
For your already.
Can I shoot over the bushes? Like, a small?
You're gonna be, they're up to your, like chest. You're gonna be at, like a minus 2.
I didn't go that way then.
Okay.
I go this way.
You picked your finger up off of it. This is chest, you know.
I'm gonna go this way and I'll say, die, you cursed, cold, icy beast.
Hey!
17.
That's a hit.
Yay!
Which one you hitting?
Barber the Beefcake.
Barber the Beefcake.
Barber the Ice Cake.
It's weird that you know his name already. Do you look that up?
That's what I call him every time he comes out. 6 points of damage.
6 points of damage.
This is a V8, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one day.
See, like, ice chip off. Just like,
and I do like when a baseball player hits a home run, I do like a kiss my fingers and point it up to Desna.
I think that's only like one baseball player.
Okay, yeah, him.
You like it should be some other hand signal
like,
for you.
Yeah, like a butterfly hand signal.
He's white now.
Yeah, I go like this.
I don't know if you guys know that.
Here, I think it's
freaked
this.
Me out when I saw that.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him. He looks crazy.
Yeah, he does not look good. That's for sure.
He's got the MJ disease. I like Desmond now.
I'm sold. Join my army.
Join Desmond. Why? All right. Sold.
Let's get a picture of you guys doing the Desmond. All hell does know. It's the caption for that one.
that definitely
during your turn, you just do that the whole time.
I just start smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Can I do that behind my back somehow? Or
are you doing
the tramp thing?
Yeah, the tramp thing.
There you go.
Shut up.
So I killed that one, right?
No.
Okay, so one of them's dead.
You feel
we just
you
gotta
feel
kill
like
one more, guys.
You feel like that was a solid hit.
You gotta get rid of one of my arrows.
Perhaps Desna guided your arrow.
Did she bring it back to me?
No.
How, is
in fact,
still
it fell in that
me,
hole.
Or is at the end of the turn?
I don't know. Does it last until you use it?
I think it's a minute or until used.
It's already used.
All right.
Yeah, 1 minute or until.
You hear, like, more garbling, like, maybe, like, water, like swishing around the mouths. That's kind of what you hear. And, you see, yeah, exactly, like a murloc. You see
him move.
And then they stop again. Zerash, it's your turn.
He's a guy that really wants to throw Alchemist Fire at him.
Do it!
Do it! Do it!
We gotta burn the sun out. Do we have a torch? Can we torch the ice?
I have a well, we need to get across it after we're done, so...
Throw an Alchemist Fire...
That's the guy that hurt, yeah.
Him? Okay.
I say a little prayer as he does it. I give him the butterfly.
Please let me just strike two and take these enemies back.
You gotta say it all neutral, though.
Well, if I kill them, whatever.
Yeah, if they die, alright. If they live, alright. If I die, alright.
That is a fucking... What do I add to that?
Your base attack bonus.
To the dex. It's gonna be a 20.
That's a hit. That's a major hit. It's like, holy shit, right on target.
Charisma has helped me.
Oh no, you loosened them up. They can
I
move faster now.
Well, I was added to that, but that's a 5 for the B6.
Probably dex, that's what's usually...
I have it right here. It's 1d6 of fire. Every creature within 5 feet with a flask hits takes 1 point of fire damage. So, you fucked up that river good.
Yeah, I was going to say, does the river start to melt in the places where the fire are?
It
or
does.
Too thick?
It does.
Good. That way he'll go into the water and wash away.
Ooh, yeah, does it do that?
No, but he does die.
Oh. Oh.
So he kind of like goes back to the river. He's like, psh. It's almost like a very circle of life.
So this whole thing is
yeah,
open water.
I'll give you guys a little illustration here with my prowess.
Wow, look at that prowess.
Ashes to ashes, water to water.
So, yeah. You guys start to hear, like, a little more of the stream.
I take out my fishing pole.
Fishing finder.
And that river ran through him. Hey,
I'm a small anvil.
What happens if you freeze a water elemental?
They
say
thank
you?
They are,
I don't know. Let's try it. Melt him, and then freeze him.
Alright. Frosty.
That was Zerash's turn. Willem, would you like to take your turn now?
I got nothing I can do. I guess I'll try to chuck in.
Willem, stop being so down on yourself.
You know, I can't wait till I get a chance to rest and, you know, revise some better spell. Let me chuck a vial of Alchemist Fire.
Up, chuck.
So probably just my dex added, right?
Yeah.
12. Oh, I don't think I have one.
That would be a miss.
Wizard.
So what happens? There's a land.
There is my base contact.
You have to roll d6 to see where it misses it.
Yeah, I rolled a 12.
12? Wait, for sure 12?
Yep.
Okay.
I do have no base contact bonus.
Let's see. I'll sign that one.
So does it hurt him because he's still in the area?
he does take 1 point of fire damage.
I almost hit him! Yay!
Anyone else? He does. No,
did he fall in the water?
No.
You have mage hand. Show him in the water.
No, there's a reason why they don't fall in the water.
Azel says, good job, Deadeye.
For Jesus?
Kind of. They do have actually a very similar ability.
I am Ice Jesus!
Alright, we gotta start a metal band.
So
is he on like an island? Oh,
there's a band in Iowa City called Snowdeep.
For all you guys can tell, he's...
We go, Ice Jesus, we stand against the ice demons of the world.
Well, that makes sense, because like Satan's all about like hot stuff. Like fire and ice.
Except for in Divine Comedy.
Ice.
So now it goes to Azel.
I say Azel.
This is her turn that she lost.
Don't.
Oh, that's what you want to do? Okay. Alright, Jiro?
She's fixing her. She's fiddling her thing.
See if I can roll above a 5.
Hey, at least I did something, Azel.
So 11 to AC?
That was a miss, I'm sorry. Would you like to move anything? Or are you going to reload? Do-do-do-do-do. I slowly see my way out. All right. Willem. Or not Willem, I keep saying that, sorry. Heimlich.
Yeah, one
second. Yeah.
Okay.
1 second.
One. Give me Einer Minute and bitte.
How many times can you do your judgment thing?
Once a day.
Oh,
so
you already do it. You gotta judge this ice.
I judge this ice unworthy.
Hey, you're cold.
He's right. I'm very insecure about that. With my monster lord, did I know if they understand common?
No. You didn't roll hot enough to determine that.
That would be funny if we could.
Does anybody got like a really hot can of pop on them? Like, just pour it on top.
They don't have any soup.
Okay.
You're in.
Don't forget. As soon as you walk out on ice, you got it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was going to brand my first person. I'll go here and shoot an arrow.
Okay. Make it good, man. That's going to be a lot better than that. Okay.
He just frowned.
Yeah, how do you talk? It's never a good tournament. All you're doing is erasing.
That's not. Why have you forsaken me?
I haven't.
That was a 12.
You can tell there's an even. Whoa!
There's
a butterfly down
here. Here, guys. Everyone, baptize now. Alright.
Emergency baptism, go!
That was the bluff check on the ice on by the way. He didn't work. He tried.
Damn it, ice Jesus.
He was just like, come on, it's cool.
You're cool.
Hey, thanks.
Literally.
Now I don't even know who goes next.
Oh,
duh, it's the ice elemental. Okay. Bull Rush's charge has to be, like, direct straight line?
Yep.
Okay, that's too bad.
Thank you.
Shh. It's not directions. Yeah, anyway, he doesn't charge. He doesn't want those, you two. Alright, he is going to move.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What does he want me?
He loves the butterfly.
He's got a thing for tramp stamps.
He's about ready to have one if he doesn't step off.
Ice. Step off, Jesus.
Yeah.
Ice Jesus.
Stop
I'm sorry,
it.
Ice Jesus.
Jesus.
What was everyone's race again? You're human? He's human?
I think everybody's
human
except for you.
Yes. I'm the only point of you.
Freaks.
Yeah, it's weird because...
No one did an orc, huh?
Nah, I'm all orked out.
Yeah, we're all humans.
Mm-hmm. One of my guys in the other...
So no one can see in the dark.
No.
Well, he can. A little bit, can't you?
Yeah, a little light.
I can.
I have a torch, so I can see the dark.
Humans. Oh, you got stuff on. You got weird orc stuff
on. Wow. Orcs can see in the dark?
No.
I have a tiny bow. I also have a hammer and a small anvil. Because I took armor as one of my crafts.
You got an anvil you're carrying around with you?
A small anvil.
19. Damn it, hits your AC. I'm going to guess you are.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! All
right.
That switch me away.
David dies again.
This is the one that wrecked me.
Jesus.
I can see some of that. Six points of damage,
that cheater
sir.
Guy.
Jesus.
And then give me a fortitude save.
Ice Jesus.
21.
All right.
Yeah.
You don't feel any chili. Any more chili.
You
he
like
finished it. So full. Yeah, 6 points of damage. And, you feel like something else happened, but you were able to, like, just willpower it away.
My fur cape.
Yeah, your fur cape swung in front of it. His breath or something. Alright,
a little flourish.
Yeah. He's like, that hurt, but I looked really cool.
Hey, how bad would it be if I smash an alchemist fire on someone's head? Right? How much damage would I take?
Technically, 1 point of damage.
You're fully good.
Okay. PC gen.
But don't you catch on fire, though?
I hope so.
What's in the snow? I'll just jump in the snow.
It's a paladin archetype, just so you know.
Yeah, it's a paladin archetype.
So it's not going to be in the book.
Well, no, they have a lot of it on there. I don't know if they have it on.
Coffee. Well, it's on this. I'm sure it's on
anyway,
it
would do a lot of that work for me.
Now it is Zarash's turn.
Alright, so what have I just seen?
You just saw this guy kick, like, slam into your friend, enemy, ally, Frenemy.
Acquaintance gave me some good advice a little bit ago.
Yeah, you saw him essentially just like slam into his body. Looked pretty painful, and I know that David doesn't have a whole lot of
hit points. I'm going to walk up to him, and as I'm walking, pull out my Warhammer.
Masterwork variety.
Okay, you just...
You're right.
Okay. Nah, if you're
right
just...
On the edge. Right on the edge.
Yeah, that's fine. And plus, you were just walking. You didn't go above your movement speed.
No.
So that's no big deal. Anyway, if you try to do anything cool, that'd be fun.
Me?
No, him.
Oh, him. Like slide.
Oh, do like a spinning slide power attack.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
See, I was thinking about that, but I have a feeling if I run and hit him,
gosh,
I'd be
yeah,
like,
that'd be awesome.
And then
yeah.
My guy will be.
I'm just thinking about when we're crossing, I'm going to have to, like, we should go on the far side of that. Here, Larson will be there.
I highly doubt this will hit. So
hey, have some faith in Phrasma. She wants stuff to die, too.
She doesn't really care unless it's done for technically.
Ew, gross.
Pretty much. So, that's 12.
That's a mess.
Did you guys hear on Nerd Poker where they're like, man, we should do a We Didn't Start the Fire version of...
Yeah.
I was like, they ripped us off.
They totally did. If that episode wasn't so fucking funny, I'd...
I haven't heard the
last
one.
It is... It,
Jesus
it's
Christ!
It's probably the least amount of playing they've done.
Yeah, they just started
what?
Talking.
Yeah.
The hell?
Huh.
Well,
get some folders, dude!
You're like a hologram?
I haven't cleaned it up in a while.
He's very busy.
Never.
He likes Alex Gray.
He has a lot of, for the listeners, Lance has a lot of icons on his.
He plays stuff. Games, okay? It's weird that all those are shortcuts to Minesweeper. It's a really weird
thing. This is Minesweeper games.
It's meta Minesweeper. Which one's the right?
Minesweeper game 7.2.
I got so good on these flags.
Who does? Losers use flags.
That's right. So
winners make the screen distracted when they have four mind days.
I guess Willem, it would be your turn. It'll have his elbow.
Which is you do?
I can't get up there and hit him with my staff unless I'm on the ice, right?
I don't know why you
just throw it. Don't you have that thing where it comes back?
More,
to you?
It's true.
I mean, you have to go. Like,
oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, move me to where I can use that. I get 4 or 5.
Move me into the.
Range of 30 feet, so I'm going to throw that out, smack him, and then have it come back to me.
Sounds so cheap. You know, this thing's got a lot of honor and nobility, and you're just going to hit him with a stick. That's fun.
You, sir, I will drag you down. Oh, you've struck me with a very...
Alright, so I use my intelligence. I use my intelligence instead of my strength. Or my dex on this. Which is better, actually. That's
it kind of makes sense. You're using your intelligence to hit him better.
Yeah, 20...
That's a hit.
With strength.
Did you add your intelligence?
I did. That was the 20 total.
Oh, I thought you went to damage.
No, I add my strength on that.
This game and its stats.
Right?
Jesus.
And then,
I think about this game called like Fate Finder or something, and it's like it's like a way stripped down version. There's only 3 things that you need to know.
Mouse Guard is super stripped down too.
Mm-hmm.
It's based off the weapon of the staff.
1d6 plus 3, I guess?
Sure. That was gonna be.
4. I'm not sure what these mean.
You don't shoot.
Two-handed?
Yeah.
Does it count as two-handed or one-handed?
One-handed. Be one-handed.
You should totally two-handed throw it like a soccer ball.
Okay, well, we'll do plus 3 then. So, 5.
What was the damage? It goes...
I catch it.
It's mine!
That'd be funny if you flew with it.
Yeah.
Alright, what would you like a Zelda to do?
Could you do that? Could you use
it? So... With her gun, can I move up to the side so I'm not going to shoot anyone else?
Yep.
Okay, so move me up next to,
Well, I should have said earlier, out here is, like, the snow is incredibly deep, so it's going to be rough terrain. But I think, where were you? So that's, yeah, what is that? It's like, if you come over here.
What's happening?
And
speed?
Then go in, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to guess.
Well, how does this gun work? Can I... unlimited uses.
You're going to be shooting David right there.
Yeah,
I don't want to shoot David.
Actually, you'd be shooting everybody that comes out of the call.
Oh, that's right. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Shoot David? I'm not going to shoot David. Or I'm not going to shoot Heimlich. If I can get up here and shoot down at this and not have them in the cone, that's what I want to do.
You guys need some snowshoes.
Well, no matter
That's a fucking tip right there. Get those cool little tennis racket snowshoes.
That's about the best you can do. You can do the
vertical
thing. Right. Walk okay in the snow.
That's what we'll do then.
Yeah,
I'll let her know what she'll do.
Way.
She'll. Do I, is there like a number? How many times do I get to use a gun? I don't like guns to begin with in this game, but
right.
They're in here. Bill's going to play with them. I'm going to use that shit.
It's, yeah, oh yeah. It's based on how much ammunition you bought. So.
Yeah.
Nice thing he has a gun.
Yeah, I mean, he's a gunsmith.
So here we go. She fixed it, so this is her chance.
Yeah, and every time you kill a guy, they drop ammo. So <that's okay.
laughs> Oh, God, I hope this is the one.
Do you know?
Are you trying to kill his character?
No, but I'm not trying to.
That was a one.
Alright.
We're gonna find out what happens now.
I'm really not trying to kill his character, but I know.
I think somebody just made him up.
God, they sound so nice, though.
Yeah,
I like the idea of it.
I like the idea
of randomly coming out of the side of the barrel.
I can't believe I rolled
That's the problem with those homebrews, man. Is they sound so great. But then you're like, we can't use it.
Because they want to overpower shit.
Yeah. Hey, a gun exploding any direction? I like it.
I like it a lot.
All right, so now we really... Well, hey, tell you what. Let's make this a cliffhanger. We'll find
I don't
out.
Want to leave. Quit kicking us out of your house you don't own.
No, you get the fuck out.
All right. I can't believe that happened.
We'll find out what exactly. We're going to look up the rules, figure out what happens. And we'll see you next week with what actually does.
Yeah, fuck
see
off.
See you guys with built new characters.
Yeah. That's what you get for not showing up.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.